Oh, thank you, man. Thank the Lord for allowing us to get together again. Praise the Lord. As you alluded to, Brother Tony, yeah, it's a lot going on, but the Lord has commanded us to be courageous. Just like he told Joshua years ago, he has not given us the spirit of fear, spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Jesus, for that. Yes, I'd like to thank you, Lord, for your favor, for your grace is favor. It is shalom, peace, prosperity, and increase. So I'm just going to continue a little bit what I was talking about last week, just meditating on these scriptures, this sowing and reaping principle. That's a constant thing throughout the Bible. A lot of times when we talk about sowing and reaping, at least some people I talk to, we kind of look at it in a negative concept because we think that it just relates to people reaping bad things because they sowed wicked seeds. And this is the truth, because you think about Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But if we continue reading verses 8 through 10, I believe that we'll see the scriptures encouraging us to do good by sowing to the Spirit. Verse 8. Okay. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Amen.
Amen.
I think that we should just focus on sowing to the Spirit, making sure our ways please the Lord, because God will make our enemies to be at peace with us. He'll make our enemies our footstool, just like he did for David. And he will ensure in due season that we shall reap if we don't lose heart. So I just got a couple of more scriptures here, y'all. Just bear with me. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Makes me think about how the Lord spoke a blessing over Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebecca, and so many others because they trusted him, they persevered, and they did what the Lord our God commanded.
Amen.
And we are born again by accepting Jesus into our lives. Since the Lord is no respecter of persons, if he did it for them, he will sure enough do it for us. And thank you, Jesus, for that. Now, this brings me to a couple of more scriptures. It's got two more. This is the blessing of Isaac. So in Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 through 3 and 12 through 14, it reads, there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
Yes.
For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. So what I take away from that, y'all, is that when you sow good seeds and trust in the Lord, he will always give you more than you originally sowed. God gave Isaac 100 times what he sowed in the same year. Praise the Lord for being true to his word, for never wavering, and for never changing.
Amen.
This is my final scripture, y'all. Final scripture. John 4, verses 31 through 38. This is after Jesus spoke with the Samaritan woman at the well, and his disciples came back to him with some food to eat. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, his disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? And Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already ripe for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps.
Right.
I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored, others have labored, and you will enter into their labors.
Yeah.
And so just to wrap it up, it makes me think about that. We often hear about reaping and sowing, you sow what you reap. I think that the Lord is telling us in that last scripture that I read that if you continue to do the good work that others have started before you, you will reap even what you have not sown. What an incredible blessing from God that is. Makes me think about, it's kind of like inheriting land from a farmer who came before you. And he sowed good seeds. He done laid the land all out for you. If you continue to do that work, watering the ground, trimming the new growth, you're going to reap the harvest that was planted by the one that came before you.
Hallelujah.
So, y'all, that's how I feel these meetings are. Let's just continue to get together, continue this good work, because I get stronger and stronger. I feel like the Lord is edifying us and just allowing us to build up one another through our testimonies, our prayers. And I thank the Lord Jesus. And I thank y'all. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise him.
Thank you.
Praise him. Thank you, Jesus.